Hello, fantasy managers. Welcome back to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast on the Pitcherless Network. My name is Carson Picard, and I'll be your host for this edition of the pod. So no beating around the bush. Let's get into everything baseball related from Saturday, April 25th. We will start with the breaking news that came out of Boston today. The entire Boston staff pretty much has been canned. Alex Cora and several other coaches have been let go. Apparently, they were let go in a van and driven away, which is just an absolutely hilarious image. But Boston is in total disarray right now. Despite winning a game 17-1, they have completely gotten rid of everything in the house. And we will have a interim managers and coaches. And this will be a very interesting next couple of days and weeks here for the Red Sox. Other news, not very many injury news updates. Thankfully, Nathan Lukes hits the 10-day IL with the left hamstring strain. And then besides that, not too much to note. Stephen Kwan, Giancarlo Stanton, Roman Anthony, and Michael Garcia were all scratched from their appearances yesterday, but no IL stints for any of them. The only other notable transaction is Braxton Ashcraft being put on the bereavement list. The other news, though, I will talk about on the top of the hour is that, and I apologize for not warning you in advance yesterday, but do not start any pitchers on the Diamondbacks or Padres today because they are playing in Mexico City where the elevation is absolutely through the roof. And that means that balls are flying at distances that Coors Field couldn't even fathom. So absolutely do not start any pitchers there. And start every single Padre and Diamondback hitter that you can find for the same reasons. And lastly, the Mets and the Rockies had their game rained out yesterday, so they will have a doubleheader today. So with all of those news and headlines out of the way, we go to the notable performances from yesterday, starting, as always, with our hitters. And we will start with our hitter of the day, which was a tough one to decide, but I am going with Nate Schwartz's favorite player in baseball, Sal Stewart. 3-for-4 with a home run and 5 RBIs today. Sal Stewart is just been absolutely on a tear for the Cincinnati Reds. He earns a top hitter of the day nod for an excellent performance yesterday. Wilson Contreras went 2-for-4 with a home run and a walk and was one of the notable performances among the many that came with the Red Sox dominant win over the Orioles today. Julio Rodriguez went 3-for-6, a home run and a stolen base. He was the hitter of the day runner up. Very nice combo meal. 3-hit day for Julio. Look out. He has been a slow starter for years and years and years. And he might be getting out of that April slump here soon. Cole Young went 3-for-5 today, was a pivotal player in a wild Mariners and Cardinals game. And Yvonne Herrera, folks, the wait is over. He has now 10 games at the catcher position. He is catcher eligible, and he celebrated that, He has celebrated that with a 430-foot moonshot home run. Kazuma Okamoto hit a home run today, 2-for-3, a second consecutive multi-hit game for Okamoto with a walk as well. Also someone that seems to be heating up a little bit. Xavier Edwards went 2-for-4 with a stolen base. Jung-Hoo Lee went 2-for-3 with a walk. And this is another multi-hit game for Jung-Hoo Lee. Pick him up. He's currently hitting around 280, if I remember correctly. Ty France hit 2 Mexico City home runs. Good for him. Corey Seager went 2-for-4. That is his third straight multi-hit game. I looked it up, actually. The record for multi-hit game streaks for Corey Seager is 6. Set back in, I believe, 2018. Red Sox legend Vaughn Grisham went 3-for-4 today. Sal Perez went 3-for-4 in a home run. And Trent Grisham went 1-for-3 with a home run and 2 walks. He has quietly been really good, Grisham has. And I would recommend picking up, certainly in any OBP leagues. His stats are worse than his expected stats would imply. Carlos Correa went 2-for-3 with a home run and a walk today. O'Neill Cruz did not have a good performance today. He went 0-for-5 with 4 Ks as he struggled to catch up to Jason Mizorowski's fastball. More on that later. But Ellie De La Cruz went 1-for-3 with a home run and 2 walks. His 9th home run of the year already. De La Cruz off to a really nice start. And Ozzie Albies and Matt Olson both had multi-hit days. Albies went 3-for-5. Olson 2-for-3, but with a pair of walks as well for the Angels. Those are the notable hitting performances. Check out the Daily Batters Box article for information on all these hitters and more. And we will come back in just a moment with our pitching roundup. All right, welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast. We will move into our starting pitchers from yesterday and our pitcher of the day, which is going to be one of the favorite people in pitcherless history for sure. Cole Reagans had an excellent start. He gets his first win of the year with 6 frames tossed, 1 earned run, 5 hits, 11 strikeouts, no walks on 99 pitches, an absolute ace performances, an ace performance, and an ace type whiffs as well. 27 whiffs for Cole Reagans. I looked it up. The record is 35. Reagans, not quite to that level, but he was fantastic through this outing today. Just everything was commanded so well. The stuff grade was fantastic. Reagans picks up his first win of the year. Garrett Crochet also having a very nice start. 6 scoreless frames tossed, 3 hits, 7 Ks, 2 walks, and 90 pitches, as he had a very easy path to a win against the Baltimore Orioles. Brian Wu went 3 frames, 7 earned runs, though, 9 hits, 4 home runs, 4 home runs allowed, 1 strikeout. And what's fascinating here is that actually the pitches graded out quite well. Nothing was really down. The velo wasn't off. The pitches were located quite well. This is one of those where I think you just have to say that's baseball. And I don't know if he was tipping pitches or something or other. That's always what people say whenever there's a stat line like this. But I think the answer is it's just an odd start and we'll move on. Don't think Brian Wu has lost his touch because everything's still graded out really well. Just one of those days, I think. Kevin Gausman took the mound yesterday. He went 6 2/3 with 2 earned runs, 6 hits, 3 Ks, 91 pitches. He almost exclusively used fastball splitter. I think he only threw 3 sliders. This is a very Kevin Gausman start, and it worked out really well for him. Gets a quality start and then some. Shane McClanahan took the mound against the Twins. He went 5 scoreless frames, 3 hits, 7 strikeouts, 2 walks on 86 pitches. Got 15 whiffs, 35 CSW percent on him. This was kind of a vintage McClanahan performance and very encouraging for someone who has been a little up and down to start the year. Jacob Mizorowski, you teased it a little bit earlier, 6 innings, 3 earned runs, 6 hits, 9 Ks, a walk on 91 pitches, a fairly pedestrian stat line, although he got 20 whiffs with a 37 CSW percent, and that was because his fastball averaged 100.5 miles per hour. Mizorowski was doing the like super power pitcher thing with 96 slider, you know, slider in air quotes, and just an outrageous stuff coming from Mizorowski. And yet the earned runs, the hits, he's not quite as untouchable as a couple power pitchers or think like Jacob DeGrom back in 21 or 22. He is so weird, Mizorowski. But I think he has demonstrated an ability recently, like in the past week, of getting up to averaging 100 miles an hour on that fastball plus, which is just ridiculous. Roki Sasaki, speaking of high velocity, 5 innings, 4 earned runs, 7 hits, 1 walk, and 5 strikeouts. This was an odd outing for Sasaki. 3 home runs allowed. This was a little interesting. He got 15 whiffs. The splitter was way up in velocity. Seems to have made an adjustment. That was sitting at around 84, sitting around 10 to 12 miles an hour off the fastball. Today, it was, or yesterday rather, it was around 91, sitting 5 miles an hour off the fastball. A-minus stuff grade on the PLV game cards, but I am still out. Roki was able to get hit around. The home runs are discouraging. I just don't know if that fastball is playing at a major league level. Still, nice to see the walks down for Roki, but definitely not a great stat line. And finally, to wrap up this part, we got Zach Wheeler making his major league return. 5 innings, 2 earned runs, 3 hits, 6 Ks, 3 walks. The locations were a little bit erratic, not quite the control you'd expect from Wheeler. But overall, even if this is a more pedestrian stat line, fastball down, 1.5, this is still very nice against a very good Braves lineup. So give the Plus Pitch Podcast a listen if you want to hear more about all of these lovely pitchers and more of those who took the mound yesterday, and check out Nick's daily SP roundup in case you haven't already for the breakdown. Now we move into relievers and then we'll get to the full slate of games for today, full plus one rather. The relievers who collected the saves, fairly light on the saves today. In contrast to yesterday, Andres Munoz picked up his fifth save on a gift from Riley O'Brien. We'll get to that in a moment. Louis Varland barely picked up his second save. He allowed four base runners, had the bases loaded, but was able to get out of it. Did allow his first run in the process. Jacob Latz picked up a save today, as did Johan Ramirez. Both of those, their firsts of the year. And Mason Miller picked up his 10th save in Mexico City. He is, by the way, I checked, matching Francisco Rodriguez's save pace in the year. He had 62 saves. So if you want to know, hey, how good is this pace so far in April? It is legendary. By the way, Francisco Rodriguez had an ERA a little under 4 at this point in the season during that 62 save year. Baseball is so weird. Mason Miller is doing this like incredible thing, and he has strikeout rates over 50%, and he's barely allowed any base runners. And the guy he's at pace with had an ERA around 4. Baseball's strange. Who blew it today? Riley O'Brien blew it. He allowed, I think, his first runs of the year, if I remember correctly, in a wild finish to a wild game, allowed the Mariners to get back into it. Angel Zerpa continues to make the Brewers' bullpen woes get worse. He allowed 3 runs, only one of them earned, in the top of the 10th inning, which allowed the Pirates to win. And then the Braves' bullpen just totally fell apart. The Braves had been doing so well, and then it all fell apart here. They allowed 4 runs in the top of the 10th, a run in the 8th to tie the game. Yikes. I mean, it was a really poor outing from 3 different Braves relievers. And that is the relievers section. We don't have that many to talk about today. Like I said, there weren't many saves. There weren't too many going on. So we will now move into the full slate of games for tomorrow. Full plus one on this lovely Sunday. The top 3 pitching matchups that I am listing is going to be, number 1, Los Angeles Angels at the Kansas City Royals. It's going to be Reed Detmers versus Seth Lugo. Boston versus Baltimore is going to be my second pitching matchup pick. It's going to be Connor Eberle versus Kyle Bradish. And third is Jose Quintana versus Nolan McLean in Colorado at the New York Mets. And this one isn't actually that great of a pitching matchup, but it's McLean against Rocky Road, and I think that's kind of awesome. And that's going to be the runway to get to my game of the day, which is going to be the Phillies at the Braves. Not a very surprising pick, but it is going to be Aaron Nola versus Chris Sale. It's always fun to see two veteran, excellent pitchers go at it. And Chris Sale has, he's just on another level right now. So always fun to see them pitch. Always fun to see all that talent. And that is going to be the First Pitch podcast for today. As always, for a deeper dive on everything baseball, hop on to pitcherlist.com. New articles posted daily and all the breakdowns on anything you could ever ask for. For further access, sign up for PL Plus or PL Pro to gain access to the Discord, PLV apps, and to support PL staff like myself. Finally, my name is Carson Picard. You can find me at the Shallows Podcast with my great co-host Eric Henriksen, as well as on Blue Sky at Carson Picard. Thank you very much, everybody, for listening. Have a great Sunday. Good luck. Bless the knees. Bless the elbows. Go Timberwolves. Go wild. And take care, y'all.